And on another part of the bailout, the Obama administration is expected to announce new rules this week on executive pay for banks seeking government relief. Last week, the president called it shameful that Wall Street firms handed out more than $18 billion in bonuses while taxpayers were shelling out billions to keep some of those firms afloat. Financial writer Roger Lowenstein thinks supersized CEO pay is the problem.
You know, we've had how many bubbles now in the last 20 years? Junk bonds, there was a real estate crash in 1990. There was, of course, the dot-coms and Enron and now the subprimes. And, you know, why do we keep having this Wall Street taking outsized risks? And one reason I think that helps define the culture is that executives are paid to take these risks. Because, you know, if you know you're going to make 10, 20, 30 million every year that goes okay, even if in the fourth or fifth year things don't go okay and even the firm collapses, you're just so rich by that point, you'd almost be a fool not to take these outsized risks.
But, you know, I think one of the things that ordinary people really cannot understand about this corporate culture is that it pays out fortunes for failures.
Yeah, that is baffling. It is infuriating, actually, I think is the probably best word. But, you know, I think it's important to focus also that it also pays out too much for success. There's been a lot of attention on John Thane, who was recently pushed out as the head of Merrill, which is, of course, just acquired by Bank of America, because Thane had accelerated bonuses for his troops and may or may not have sought a bonus, although he didn't take one for himself in this terrible year. But we shouldn't forget that last year, when he was hired, he was given a package of $43 million plus stock options. That's routine now. When you hire a CEO, you pay him 10, 20, 30, 40 million before he's hung up his hat and done a day's work. You know, when Andrew Carnegie had a bad year in his steel mills, he suffered for it. And that's the outrageous thing, that these Wall Street managers, they don't ride up and down with the fortunes of the people who've invested the money, which is, you know, which is the idea of capitalism. Thane, by the way, is not, he's unfairly become the center of attention. He's by no means, you know, it's only an accident of timing that has given him this unwanted celebrity. There are far worse examples. And Thane did a decent job.
What do you think is the best way to bring down CEO pay?
I think the best way would be to have the government require that if you want to pay more than a certain sum, 5 million comes to mind, not just for CEOs, but for any executive, you have to get the shareholders' approval. It's their money. If the owners of the business really want to pay it, fine. My guess is not too many groups of shareholders, particularly in this economy, would want to pay more than that sum. But whatever sum they want, that's fine. Nobody stops George Steinbrenner from paying A-Rod a whole lot. He owns the team.
Do you think we'd have a lower class of CEO if they were only paid the paltry sum?
I don't know how you could envision a class that could perform worse than the current class has. I mean, they've bankrupted the banking system. The economy is in the worst recession in you know, either 25 or 60 years, depending on your definition or how bad this gets. You know, that was the old, the justification for these levels of pay would be that if you gave the proper incentives, CEOs would do what would work wonders. But how could any group have performed worse than this group?
Roger Lowenstein is working on a book about the financial meltdown. He's also a columnist for Bloomberg. Mr. Lowenstein, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.